There you go.
Right, like that. Is that it?
That's about what you're going to get.
All right, so we'll do, Run DMC, It's Tricky.
All right.
So here we go, ready? It's tricky to rock around, that's right on time, it's tricky. It's tricky, it's tricky. It's tricky to rock around, that's right on time, it's tricky.
Hey,
it's tricky, 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 what? I met this little girly, her hair was kinda curly. Went to her house to bust her out, I had to leave real early. These girls are really sleazy, all they just say is please me. Or spend some time to rock and rhyme, and it's not that easy. It's tricky to rock around, that's right on time, it's tricky.
Hey, it's tricky, tricky,
tricky, what? It's tricky to rock around, that's right on time, it's tricky. Tricky, 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 woo! Yeah.
In New York, they try to walk, make us rhyme. They really hope, but we just walk, because we got half no time. In the city, it's a pity, because we just met.
All right.
Coming,
and you got...
Coming for
us. That was great. That was great. Yeah, we redeemed ourselves.
You didn't believe
it. Yeah!
So that's what the lounge is all about. Steve Sweeney, again, thank you so much. DJ Cliff West, thank you so much.
Good stuff,
DJ Daryl, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Dolores Anwarren. Guys, thank you for hanging out with us tonight. It has been the lounge. It has been the Lounge Uncut. It's just a wrap to another show.
Back in 2 weeks, Cinco de Mayo show.
There you go.
Oh, man.
All right, 91.5, Medford, Boston.
Let me say yeah.
Now at 11:01, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
And now at 11:03, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. I've been reflecting on that a lot this week, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, I'm going to call it an hour, but I'm hoping it's going to be a little bit earlier, somewhere near the midnight hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We want to thank, before we do anything else in the whole wide world right now, we want to thank DJ Ryan D for filling in last week so ably. I had no idea he'd done the show 7 times as of last week. That's just kooky talk. He did a great job. I laughed out loud. Oh, so many times. Plus, he loves the Opitz. What's not to love there? Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for filling in. Everybody be sure to check out his Music Savage program every Friday morning at 7 a.m. Ouch! Right here on WMFO. And now let's turn to us. You know me, Belinda. On occasion, I don't know what to do. I need help. I need somebody to give me directions, instructions. I need somebody to print out the manual for Bubbles in the Think Tank. I've done it for other people. I have more than once written down the instructions on how to do Mad Libs, things like that. Sometimes I need somebody to do it for me. Today it was Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., our titular head of research, of course. He was the one who did it. He pointed me in the right direction. And even when you've got instructions, even when you've got a recipe, things don't always turn out as they should. But that's when you just kind of have to turn around to people and say, and ask them to show you what to do. Tell me what to do. And that's where we're at tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mama, you taught me how to do the bop. You taught me how to boogie real slow, yeah. You taught me how to quit and you taught me how to stop. Mama, teach me one thing more. Come on and teach me how to shimmy like you and daddy do. That'll get. Teach me how to shimmy right so I can shimmy too. That'll get it. Mama, there's gonna be a dance. You gotta teach me double quick, yeah. And mama, if I can do it right, you know a chico's gonna steal my chick. Come on and teach me how to shimmy like you and daddy do.
That'll get it. That'll get
teach me how to shimmy so I can shimmy too.
That'll get it.
But mama, hurly-gurly ain't with it. My
bought a stand for my microwave, and I was amazed when it came in a box and I had to put it together. But by following the instructions, I managed to do it. I figured if I got stuck, I could call my neighbor next door. He's a college student, but I didn't need to. I got it all done by myself.
Just a jump to the left and then a step to the right. With your hands on your hips, you bring your knees in tight. But it's the pelvic thrust that really drives you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
One, firm and graceful body.
Two, be at home when you arrive.
If you must work, try to arrange it so you're home first.
Three, club, sexy for your evenings at home.
Four, be interested in him and the things he does.
Shape up, fun up, tone up with Debbie. Shape up, fun up, tone up with Debbie.
How to shape keep your
six, bright smile of a morning coffee.
This paints a good mental picture of you for the whole day.
Seven, nice voice.
Keep it soft and musical, also a pretty laugh.
Eight, excess fat.
Kaboom!
Debbie says jump.
Debbie says jump.
Debbie says bend.
Debbie says bend.
Debbie says touch your toes.
Debbie says touch your toes.
Debbie says jump.
Debbie says bend.
Debbie says touch your toes.
Shake up. Shake up.
Debbie says
again mentally alert.
Try reading.
11, pin curls.
If they are a must, pin up after the lights are out and wear a bed cap.
12, a regular manicure.
13, a weekly pedicure.
Dear reader, this little book is designed to tell you everything you need to know about the science of getting ahead. Now, let us assume you are young, healthy, clear-eyed, and eager, anxious to rise quickly and easily to the top of the business world. You can.
I can.
If you have education and intelligence and ability, so much the better. But remember that thousands have reached the top without any of these qualities. Just have courage and memorize the simple rules in the chapters that follow. If you truly wish to be among the lucky golden few, you can.
I can!
Your guitar on your knee. If you write it on piano, don't do that. Place your fingers on the strings of your guitar, not your piano. If you write it on piano, don't do that. Now strum or press to get a feeling. This might take a little time, yeah. Now think of something sad or something funny, which inevitably brings us to the rhyme. Let's assume you're just some asshole and there's nothing in your brain. It might help if you remember these helpful little hints. Don't try to rhyme silver with anything, yeah. That goes for orange as well. But notice how cleverly I just use them both, and all I have to do is rhyme well. Cause to avoid these words there's talent. So never ever trap yourself like that, or you'd end up saying words like balance or phalanx or dalent. Oh, well, I'm sure you'll catch on fast. Now some tips on tempo and some subjects to avoid, like the use of the word baby, unless you really have to say it. As for tempos, we say time is strictly up to you, because that depends on how you play it. Yeah. On the board of song you'll sell. If you listen very carefully, I'm sure you'll shout it there. I said shout, shout it. Why? That rhymes with talent. That takes talent. That is talent. Oh my God, don't forget. Oh, oh, shout it, rhymes with talent.
How not to have to dry the dishes. If you have to dry the dishes, Such an awful, boring chore. But if you have to dry the dishes instead of going to the store, if you have to dry the dishes and you drop one on the floor, then maybe they won't let you dry the dishes anymore.
To be true, then you turn around, break your word, and make it with somebody new. Laugh and say, don't worry, baby, you know you're the only one. Then you kiss my lips and call me by her name. You sure know how to hurt someone. The presents that I buy for you, you never seem to wear. Anytime with your friends, you act like I'm not there. If I don't understand your jokes, you tell me that I'm dumb. You're not too great at being nice, but you sure know how to hurt someone.
Is wonderful.
Cause a kid will eat the middle of an Oreo first and say the chocolate cookie outside's for last.
Again, and here we are on the second side of the record. Now, put the small hand on the number 5 and the large minute hand on the number 3. If you will count the little minute marks, you will see that the clock is telling you that it is 15 minutes after 5. Sometimes we say that it is a quarter after 5, because 15 minutes is one quarter of the hour. Now put the small hand on 5 and the large hand on the number 6. The clock is telling you that it is 30 minutes after 5. And we also can say that it is half past 5, because 30 minutes is half of the 60 minutes that make up the hour. Now put the small hour hand on 6 and the large minute hand on the number 9. The clock is telling you that it is 15 minutes before 6 or quarter to 6. If you follow down and around, you will see how the clock can tell you each of the hours in the daytime. Altogether, 12 hours. For the nighttime hours, the clock goes all the way around again for another 12 hours. There are 24 hours in a day, so twice around the clock is one entire day. By this time, you should be able to practice by yourself. You can ask your mommy or daddy to see how well you can tell the time. And after you've done this several times, you'll always be on time.
Say the world could be happy if we had more prayers. I think it would help if little dolls could say theirs. My dolly says mama so sweetly. Someday she may help me pray. Bring my daddy home safely from over the sea to my mommy, my dolly and me. I think it would help if little dolls could say theirs. My dolly says mama so sweetly. Someday she may help me pray. Bring my daddy home safely from over the sea to my mommy, my dolly, and me.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I cannot believe that was the first quarter of this program. That is just outrageous. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their best to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and the sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. Also known as mind the pedestrians. When you're walking, remember the drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use the crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. It's a life-saving message from your friends right here at WMFO in Medford. Thank you all for being out there tonight, especially those of you over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I feel like this one's been moving really fast already. I think I front-loaded all the super short stuff, which I don't know if that was a good idea or not, but it's what I did. And we'll probably start the obits a few moments early, which is great, because there's vinyl involved, and whenever that happens, I need the extra time. I don't know what it is about that, but I need it. Just like I need your help. You know me. I'm all about community. I can't put something together by myself, let alone this radio show. I'll take any advice I can get right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I give myself very good advice, but I very seldom follow it. That explains the trouble that I'm always in. Is very good advice, but the waiting makes me curious, and I love the change should something strange begin. I'm sure that I know right from wrong, and I have the best intention. Should be such a merry song, but there is where I give myself very good advice, but I very seldom follow it. Will I ever learn to do the things I should? Life should be such a merry song, but there is where I give myself very good advice, but I very seldom follow it. Will I ever learn to do
how to love your husband and nobody else? Suppose you've been married 15 years and he stopped bothering you in bed very much, and you don't miss it particularly, but you miss the idea of his not missing it. Well, it's possible to keep the flames of love lapping around you into your old age, I believe, if you follow these suggestions. Don't get too exhausted. That's when you say things you really shouldn't. Maintain the vestiges of youth and sexiness, even into your 50s, if he's to be proud of you and have a yen for you in bed. I'm against this dreadful business of wives becoming mothers to their husbands and fattening them up like Thanksgiving turkeys. If your husband wants you to be a mother, I'd bet 100 to 1 he's one of the ones who goes the apiest over the playgirl of the month. You know the kind of clothes he likes. Even if he has unbelievable taste, appeal to his bad taste sometimes. Now, beautiful nightgowns and lingerie will help you like yourself and him better in bed, but if you have a jelly roll middle and cottage cheese legs, don't bother with sexy lingerie until you do something about them. You know what you have to do, exercise and diet, and you won't starve, you really won't. And you know all the rest, too, the shiny hair and no blue jeans when he comes home from the office, and you should be smelling like flowers in a forest and talking like a single girl instead of a wife when you greet him at the door. How can you be mysterious when you've been married 15 years? Well, it isn't easy. But if you're still cute and loving and you don't yappity-yap too much about menstrual pains and abscessed wisdom teeth, I think you'll be mysterious enough. A touch of elegance in your daily life can help, too. How about champagne for breakfast on Sunday in bed? Wrap his birthday presents in black oilcloth with a huge red satin ribbon this year. I know one girl who gave her guy a totem pole for Christmas, a beautiful thing, very phallic, about 6 feet tall. Wasn't that an elegant gift? Never be a geisha, in the popular sense of the word. Actually, real geishas get paid, which isn't a bad idea if you're going to be a slave. Seems to me the whole geisha concept of you big, strong, invincible man, me meek, submissive, foolish little maiden, it's all so silly, especially if a girl can lift her husband because she's twice his size. Do humor a man sexually. I know a movie executive who insists his wife dress up like a streetwalker and pick him up outside their mansion before they go to bed. He also gives her money, and she gets to keep it. If the mood strikes your husband at odd times, you should be flattered and cooperative. I love the story of the woman who'd been humoring her husband in his sudden impulses and was telling a friend how much happier he was. Of course, we can't get into any good restaurants, she said. Do try changing around a bit for him every 5 years or so. Don't cry for once, or do cry, whichever is the least like you. Become a redhead and act like one. If you're pretty sure of him, or if you aren't, why not flounce away for a few days? When you flounce back, he'll be so happy to see you. He changes, you know. He may not be the same man you married. Watch his growth as carefully as you do your children's, and change with him if you can.
Now, if you will listen very carefully, I'm going to tell you a secret. It has a recipe in it, and it has all the ingredients for making everyone happy. It's called The Recipe for Fun.
Take 1 cup of giggles, a teaspoon of laughter, add 1 pound of smiles, and then pretty soon after, you'll skip and you'll dance, you'll laugh and run, for that's the recipe for fun.
Take 6 jolly ha-has, add 4 bars of singing, take 1 case of sunshine, and soon we'll be bringing a new disposition to everyone
in the recipe for fun.
It makes you want to dance,
it makes you want to sing.
Some sunny weather.
Add 2 pounds of nonsense and mix it together. There's plenty forever for everyone in this recipe for fun.
Take 1 cup of giggles, a teaspoon of laughter, add 1 pound of smiles, and then pretty soon after, you'll skip and you'll dance, you'll laugh and run,
for that's the recipe for fun.
Take 6 jolly ha-has, add 4 bars of singing, take 1 case of sunshine, and soon we'll be bringing a new disposition to everyone
in the recipe for fun.
It makes you want to dance,
it makes you want to sing.
And if you learn the recipe, you'll do most everything.
Mix 4 tra-la-la-las with some sunny weather.
Add 2 pounds of nonsense and mix it together. There's plenty forever for in this recipe for fun.
Now this recorder that I'm speaking to you on now, I made myself. It's absolutely true, I did. I made it myself. Nights and nights of hard, diligent work. I got the machine from a supermarket in kit form, and it cost me 39 and sixpence. And apart from one or two small faults,
which the average person wouldn't really notice,
it really is an excellent machine. frequent response is mild. And anything you record on it, it comes out absolutely lifelike. So why pay 120 guineas for a machine that you can get for 36 pence? Why indeed? Anyway, I'm not going to keep this great secret to myself. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to tell you what you need to make this marvelous record. And how to go about it. You need 200 screws, a working great fuse, miscellaneous wheels, and a couple of reels. A furlong of wire, a bit of old tire, 400 volts and 240 volts. Transistors, condensers, transformers, and knobs. A smooth-running motor, centrifugal rotor, capstan, a roller, a bracket to mount a revolutionary counter. And just for a jape, you'll need some good tape. Right, now you've got all the bits, all the pieces, everything you need. All you've got to do now is put it together. You screw down the motor and girdle the rotor, combine the condensers with vertical sensors. Transistors are gutted and bolted and nutted, all covered in wire and bits of old tire. A couple of wheels, transformers and reels, and now's the best part to bring out the flutter. Solder in blobs and smack on the knobs, compilate base on the lateral face. Frugal 8-wire on the far side, but bias of playback response to pedicle sconce. Add sugar to taste and a bit of fish paste, a few drops of oil, and bring to the boil. Put in the fuse and turn on the juice.
This next thing is a little more recent and decent. I had to put abroad down as gently and painlessly and as permanently as possible. I'd already tried slapping the pig down, but she kept bouncing back up on her rubber butt. So I was forced to pen this little piece of put down entitled, "Goodbye, My Darling." Gone to be whatever you wish to be. Do whatever it is that you feel. And when all this is done, return to me. And at my glorious feet, humbly kneel. To beg that I forgive your words and deeds. And as you humbly plea for my pardon, I will look at you and see a patch of weeds where I once thought to be a lovely garden. And I'll say, go out and sell that ass of yours and bring me back the bread. You belong to the common class of whores who make their living in bed. Skip four verses. And then I'll kick your body down 9 flights of stairs to the gutter from whence you came. And when in church I say my prayers, I won't even mention your name. Love, Ringo. All broads are common. But this one is really more of a dog than a woman. She'll run out and bark and snap at the tires, and you have to pull her by fire hydrants when you walk down the street with her. Her name is Trudy. She's from the west side, and she sat on the east side of her bedside, painting the front side of her backside with peroxide, because she heard that on the gentlemen prefer blondes. Such is the way of a common broad, and all broads are common. Yeah, Ringo loves everybody except cops and common broads. For I hate the guts of all the sluts who peddle their butt down the street. So unfaithful and uncouth, hiding behind a mask of truth while delighting in disgraceful deceit. I have respect much more for a little village whore who is honest about her career and doesn't try to hide the fact by putting on a phony act, pretending to be faithful and sincere. In my youth, I thought there must be some woman I could trust who would be true and love me in return. I searched but never could find any woman so designed, and it took a lot of heartaches to learn that if I were ever to marry, it would never be a cherry. Some young pig who is pretty but poor. No, if I were ever to wed, I would do it for the bread. And for the best in bed, I think I'd wed a whore.
What are we stopping on this lonely road for?
Gee, it looks like my car's out of gas.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Teach me, tiger, how to kiss you. Wah, 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 wah. Show me, tiger, how to kiss you. Wah, 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 wah. Take my lips, they belong. What must I do?
of my love I will give to you. But teach me, tiger, or I'll teach you.
He is as a teacher.
I don't know. I heard he used to be one a long time ago.
Well, I guess we'll find. Oh.
Good morning, students. I am Mr. Johnson, your teacher and your friend. It is with open arms that I welcome you to Biology 102, Sex Education. We've come together today to study domestic growth. First, the male and the female must unite in Congress. But before that, the proposition must be firm. If the ways and means are present, and if the proper pressure is exerted in the right quarters, the proposition is generally approved. A question from the floor? Yes, young man?
What about pigeonholing?
I'm not prepared to discuss pigeonholing. Any other questions? Now, once the proposition is passed, the delegate from the male enters the chamber of the female. Some people prefer to let the proposition lay in committee, and sometimes a filibuster may occur. But generally, once the bill is introduced to the chamber of the female, it is transmitted through the halls of Congress to the upper chamber, and there it may lie inactive for as long as 9 months. Occasionally, soon after the bill is successfully introduced, the sponsors of the bill may decide to have it vetoed. In such cases, the support of labor lobbyists is required. Most of the time, however, the development of a new representative commences. This new representative may occasionally be replaced by a bipartisan team or a committee of up to 5 or 6 members. Any questions?
Yes, if a bill is introduced unsuccessfully, can it be brought up again?
Yes, it can. For example, if the bill's passage is blocked, or if the congressional session ends before the bill can be accepted, it can be reintroduced. There is, of course, a short waiting period, which varies somewhat depending upon the urgency of the measure and the pressure exerted on its behalf. The next time we come together, we will have a demonstration of the use of the majority whip. Class dismissed.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn, since this is the perfect spot to learn. XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The skies of blackboard high above you. If a shooting star start to write, I love you 1,000 times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me tonight.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And as warned, we were able to wrap up the first portion of this evening's program a little bit early to get a jump start on the radio obituaries, which will start now. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. We want to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything he does, and we want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. Please do it. Feed the pig. The initial radio obituary tonight is for Big Tom. He was the Irish country, traditional, and easy-listening singer, guitarist, and sax player. His career spanned over 5 decades, starting way back in 1966 when he was the frontman of the Irish show band Big Tom and the Mainliners. Big Tom.